This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بالله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. There is a sense of panic and worry spreading throughout the whole world regarding this calamity of the coronavirus. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His magnificent names and attributes, in particular His name Ash-Shafi, to protect and preserve every single one of us from this danger and all those affected, to cure them and grant them a full recovery. Allahumma ameen. When it comes to these calamities, it is very important for a Muslim to try to understand what they are hearing and seeing in the news from a position of faith and iman. Everyone is worried about what precautions they can take, what they can do to stop the spread of this virus and to protect themselves. And though all of that is good, a believer, he sees things from a different lens. He sees that this virus is in fact one of many trials and tribulations that Allah has told us He will afflict us with. It's not something unique, something different, something that should be seen from a completely different lens. But rather, this is part and parcel of what Allah has decreed we will all face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبَرَأَهَا. Listen to this. Allah says, whatever calamity would strike you, whether that's on this earth or within yourselves, it was already written before you were brought into existence. Allahu Akbar. What does that mean? It means before we were born, before even this world was created, Allah decided and wrote down every calamity that would afflict people in this world. And that should bring a sense of reassurance in our heart. Why? Because these are not random things. These are not freak accidents. This is not, as they say, Mother Nature. Rather, this is coming from Ar-Rahman, Al-Aleem, Al-Hakim, Al-Aziz. And whatever Allah does, He only does it for a wisdom, only does it to benefit, only does it to help. Allah never decrees things just to make people suffer. And what is interesting about this verse is that Allah says, whatever afflicts you of calamity, fil ardi wala fi anfusikum. He distinguishes between two types of calamity. The second, calamities that strike yourself, like disease, like financial problems, like sicknesses. These are individual types of calamities. But the first type, fil ard, are calamities that strike the whole earth. And classically, the scholars would say calamities like drought or famine, things that affect the community. And in many ways, what we are seeing today of this virus falls into this first category. Afflictions affecting the whole world. As if Allah is telling us that whatever you see in this world, whether it's tragedy afflicting you on a personal level, or things that make you worry about what is happening in the world, always perceive them as coming from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As being part of His plan. And this is very important. Allah also says, لَن يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah says, you will never be afflicted except with what Allah has written. And then what does Allah say? Huwa Mawlana. And He, Allah, is our Mawla. A Mawla is a protective friend. Allah is saying, when you see calamity, recognize where it's coming from and who I am. I am your friend. I am your Mawla. And also, the effect of knowing this should stop this sense of panic. It's okay to be scared. Even Musa alayhi salam, when he was told, go to Pharaoh and fight him, what did he say? He said, Ya Rab, I'm scared. Give me my brother to be my backup. When Musa alayhi salam, he saw the magicians throw their sticks and ropes, Allah said, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى, that a sense of panic arose in the heart of Musa alayhi salam. So there's nothing wrong with being scared. The problem comes when you panic and you start behaving in a way that is not becoming of a Muslim. Look at what is happening in the supermarkets. Panic buying. Is this acceptable? How selfish is this? That you would go to a supermarket and even if you don't need it, you will buy everything on the shelf. And you don't care if anybody else gets something or not. Is that part of being a Muslim? That you'll be so selfish that you would buy all the soap, you'd buy all the toilet paper. And to be honest, I still don't understand why people need toilet paper this much. Allahu Musta'an, but this is, and you see the videos. There's a lady with a pile of toilet paper in her cart. And one lady says, excuse me, can I have one? She says, no. La ilaha illallah. This shows us how tests and trials, they can bring out the worst in you. Yes. You start to be nafsi, nafsi. And I thought to myself, subhanallah, it is like Yawm al-Qiyamah. It is like Yawm al-Qiyamah. On the day of judgment, people will say, to hell with you, I'm going to look after myself. And today, what are people doing? The same thing, to hell with you. But this is wrong. This is wrong, my brothers. Haven't you heard the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ? وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. He said, Allah will come to the support of the slave so long as the slave comes in support of his brother. That is what he said. Tell me, there is so much confusion right now. I speak to medical professionals and to be honest, they still have many questions unanswered. They do not know how this virus spreads. They don't know. Is it through the droplets of air? Is it fecal oral route? Is it because of touching? They don't know. There is no medicine right now that can cure this virus. There is no vaccination right now. And what does that mean for most people? Panic. For a Muslim, I will rely on Allah. That is what it means. Allah, you have taken away all the means for cure. Why? Because you want us to turn to you for the cure. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that an amazing thing? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Didn't Allah tell us to recite every salah? We worship you alone and we seek help in you alone. This is how this tragedy can actually make us come closer to Allah. That we start to think, you know what? I can do a few things. I can wash my hands every time I go home and when I come out. I can keep my distance from people. But to be honest, what else can I do? Except you can do more. You can raise your hands and pray to Allah. You can make the dhikr of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every morning, every evening. You can place your trust in Allah. You can do more. And that is not some futile effort. In fact, this may be the reason why you become protected. Because in spite of all the danger, you trusted in Allah and Allah showed you that was the right thing to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that truly place their trust in Him and make us of those that are protected. And again, whoever is affected, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant cure and to safety for all. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ.